But first up today, a controversial move by Kansas lawmakers has teachers up in arms all over the state today. Over the weekend, Republican lawmakers made it easier to fire teachers by eliminating their due process rights. Supporters say this is the best way to improve education because now bad teachers can be fired. But critics say that this removes any vestige of job security that teachers have and their ability to criticize administrators when called for. Joining us to talk about all this is State Representative John Bradford. He's a Lansing Republican who backed this change in the law. Representative, nice to have you. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Mark DeSette is Director of Government Relations for the Kansas Chapter of the National Education Association. Mark, nice to have you, too. Good morning.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Representative Bradford, this due process clause in the law has been around, you know, as I understand it, since at least the 1950s. So why change it?
I can give you a very good example. We had a principal that testified in our discussions who talked about a teacher that he tried to fire. He went into the proceedings and had somewhere around 60-some-odd counseling statements against the individual. He fired the person. The person went and filed a grievance, came in with his lawyer. The lawyer looked at the 60-some-odd statements and said 46 of them didn't contain detailed corrective actions that were should have been required as to how to improve himself. He threw those out and said the remaining ones did not justify the teacher's release. The individual came back the next year with another 60 complaints against him, finally quit at the end of the second year. Hmm. The individual is now an assistant principal. If the current system had been in place, that individual would have been immediately fired. But in the meantime, how many children were affected by that one individual?
Yeah. Mark DeSette, again, with the Kansas NEA. Is it too difficult to fire bad teachers, Mark?
Not at all. Not at all. If you're an administrator who actually does your job, it's very easy to do. I would point out that, for example, first of all, let me respond to something Representative Bradford said. He said in the deliberations, what he failed to mention is that there was never a hearing on this. There were no deliberations. That was a floor debate comment by a legislator who has been retired for some time. But there were no deliberations because the House and the Senate, neither of them, in all of Representative Bradford's time in the legislature, have had a hearing or a bill on this issue. So there were absolutely no deliberations and no opportunity for any public input, pro or con. So let's make that very clear right now. But the fundamental issue is that it is not difficult to terminate a teacher. In the floor debate on the Senate, Senate President Susan Weigel brought up this issue of she touted this story of a sex offender hired by the Wichita School District who was a teacher, according to her, and was being paid $75,000 while he sat around waiting for his due process hearing. The fact of the matter is that the person in question was not a teacher in Wichita, did not have a due process right. It was a security guard who had been honored by President Bush. And the Wichita schools had hired. So her story had no basis in reality other than that there was somebody hired by the school district who apparently was. The Wichita schools have been interviewed since and asked, have you had this problem? And they with teachers who have achieved due process rights. And the school district responded to the Wichita Eagle, said, no, in the past 2 years, we've terminated 24 teachers who had their due process rights, and we never had to go to a hearing. Wichita schools can do this, what seems to be the problem?
Yeah, Mark, let me hop back in here. Representative Bradford, 2 points here. The lack of public input, the lack of a bill that would have allowed public testimony on this issue, both pro and con. Again, given the fact that this law has been in place since 1950s, why not go the more traditional route and allow more public input on a change that carries this much consequence with it?
We could have done that. I was not the decision maker that made that decision to do it that way. But one thing I do want to address, if a teacher is fired under the system that we just voted in, they still have the right to file a lawsuit. for an unjust release. We have not taken that away from them. If a jury finds that the school acted out of order, then you know they win their case. We're not telling them they can't have due process under that deal. What we have taken away from them is we've taken away longevity. We've taken away the guaranteed longevity that comes with, you know, I signed my contract, and now how many years is it until I can retire? Too often we sit back and listen and talk to some teachers, and it's like, well, 5 years I can retire. It's not what can I do in the next 5 years for the children. And in all the folks that came up to the Capitol and rallied, 250, 300, whatever number you want to choose, it was always about what are you doing for the teachers. There was no discussion up there about what are you doing for the children.
Well Representative Bradford, let me go back to the central question here. Is it, you know, John, Mark DeSetti was just saying it's fairly easy to fire a teacher. You're saying it's not. Where do you come down on that?
Just experiences that I've witnessed throughout, you know, my lifetime. I won't give specific cases, but it's always been, it's like getting rid of a teacher is like getting rid of a civil service. And you know, I'm very familiar with the civil service program because I came up, you know, retired military and dealt through civil service.
Mark DeSetti, how many teachers a year are fired in Kansas? Do you have any stats handy that would give us some sense of that?
No, I don't. What I can tell you is that there are fewer than a dozen hearings every year. The fact of the matter is that most of the time when a principal does his or her job in evaluating a teacher, here's what they have to do. They have to evaluate the teacher, observe the teacher, document the behavior that is problematic, whether it's classroom management or whatever it might be, and give the teacher the opportunity through a plan of assistance to improve that behavior, to improve their effectiveness. And that plan of assistance will have a timeline in it. If the teacher does not improve, and the administrator documents that, they write it down, the teacher is not going to go to terminated or non-renewed, and is not going to go to a hearing. Very few go to hearings because when the principals do their job, as they did in Wichita with those two dozen, there's nothing to dispute. Mm-hmm. You go in there, and very often if a teacher comes to us and says, well, here, this is happening to me, we'll look at the record. And if the record was done properly, if the teacher was given the opportunity and failed and the administrator has documented that, we'll advise the teacher, if you're eligible for retirement, retire, or you may need to find another profession. And we would go to a hearing on those who have a legitimate, in our estimation, cause. I'd just like to address one other thing that Representative Bradford said. He said, we haven't taken away their right to due process. They can sue. Yeah, that's true. And if you want to drive up cost to school districts, let's go to court instead of a simple administrative procedure with a due process officer. That's going to cost school districts a whole lot more money to fight every challenge they have in court. Currently, they don't have to do that because we have this process.
Representative Bradford, you just heard Mark DeSetti say there already is a system in place, a lot of documentation that takes place. Again, what's wrong with that system that there was a need for a sweeping change here?
I would respond to that and just say that good teachers have nothing to fear. If they're doing their job, and they're a good teacher, and they know who they are, they don't have anything to fear from this. The teachers who are not performing, it kind of sends a signal across the bow that, you know, shape up or ship out. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you look at any other occupation out there, you go in and sign a contract, and you're expected to perform. And, yeah, you get your reviews and all this stuff. But if you don't perform, they have a mechanism to move you out. And that's all we've done with the schools. We now have a system in place that we can take ineffective teachers and push them out the door.
But again, the concern here, Representative Bradford, is that by removing this protection, teachers now can be fired for reasons perhaps other than classroom performance, that vendettas, other kinds of factors that can come into play that might result in a teacher being removed completely, not on the basis of how well he or she performs in the classroom.
That is a slight possibility, and that's true in any profession out there. There'll be, as some of the teachers told me, and I talked to numerous teachers over this past weekend, and they said, you know, we'll be fired because we want to hire a new football coach. We need a winning football team this year, and here comes a new coach. So one of us is going to be fired. I don't put a lot of credence in that, but there could be cases where, yeah, there, someone slips through the crack, and that can happen. I don't doubt that.
Mark DeSetti, let's just wrap this up here. What's next here? This bill is on Governor Brownback's desk. Not much doubt that he's going to sign it, is there?
I don't think so. He's certainly, so far, he has not weighed in on these policy issues, but he's lauded the bill in leadership. I'd like to point out, just as we close, though, one issue that's very important here in this, in not having to give a reason. Let me give you an example. A teacher who advocates, I'll give you a very specific example. I've been in school districts, not in Kansas. I've taught in other states, where we were told as teachers never to mention, by administrators, never to mention the word dyslexia to a parent, never to mention the word dyslexia in a student study team looking at a kid with a possible disability. Now, if I'm an advocate for my students, and teachers are, right after the parents, is the strongest advocate for their children, and I go against the administration because I see a child with definitely having a reading disability, and I suggest that the child be assessed for dyslexia or dysgraphia or another problem, and that administrator now is furious with me for standing up for my students, and I'm going to stand up for my students every day as a teacher. And if I can be fired for advocating for my students, for services for my students, that system is wrong. And that's why we have had due process in Kansas law since 1957, and it has worked beautifully over the years. There's nothing stopping an administrator from terminating or non-renewing an ineffective teacher.
Mark, just final point. So assuming Governor Brownback signs this bill, what's next for the NEA? Do you have any other plans to go after this policy down the road or not?
Well, if he signs this, I'm sure that this will turn into an issue that's going to be debated and litigated quite a bit. The first time something happens where a teacher is fired for no reason, we're going to litigate that, and you know, I'm sorry for school districts that are going to have to pay more money to do that, but we're going to make sure that we're going to stand up for our teachers. We have for 150 years. We're going to stand up for those teachers who advocate for their children and pour their hearts into their work every day. We will not walk away.
I want to leave our conversation right there. I want to thank Mark DeSetti again with the Kansas National Education Association and State Representative John Bradford. He's a Lansing Republican. Thank you so much for your time, both of you. I appreciate it.
Could I say one closing comment?
Real quickly, John.
I would say the teachers are still going to do their job. They're going to get their performance evaluations, and the good teachers are going to continue moving forward. But for this issue, I think the children of Kansas scored a they won. The children won.
I appreciate that. Again, thank you both very much. I appreciate it.